While plans are being made for the future of Christchurch's Red Zone, one researcher is keen to ensure that the area's past is not forgotten. Canterbury University's Donald Matheson has developed an app that enables people to upload videos of themselves talking about parts of the Red Zone that are special to them. Here's Conan Young.
Picture your own neighbourhood and then remove all of the homes, the driveways, the fences, everything, apart from the trees and the streets that connect it. For those that haven't seen it, that's what Christchurch's Red Zone looks like. The vacant lots have been planted out in grass and are a pleasant place to take a stroll, but every now and then you'll catch a glimpse of a treehouse or a wooden cross marking the spot where somebody's pet was buried. Haunting reminders that this place was once somebody's home. The app, developed by researcher Donald Matheson, aims to ensure the personal histories attached to each and every one of the 7,000 properties here are not forgotten.
Anywhere I want to stop and take a photo, I click.
Oh, wow, and it's just flick straight to being a camera now.
Okay.
So you've taken a photo of, we're at the university, but we're going to pretend we're in the Red Zone here.
And I can stand here, click video, describe what I'm seeing in front of me. It might be the road that I used to live on, which no longer looks the way it did.
Dr. Matheson says now is the time to collect these stories before they are lost forever.
The empty spaces now are not just empty green spaces. They're full of people's memories, and there's so much of that, of course, that is lost. But to gather some material that reminds us of people's lives allows us, as we look to the future, to take some of our past with us.
It was straight, it went down, and just before that...
Tom McBriarty and his wife spent 38 years raising a family on River Road in Dellington. Their home was written off by the September 2010 quake. He finds it emotionally very hard coming back here. His wife has visited the site of their former home just three times. He remembers the one-year anniversary of the quake as one of the toughest moments in their long goodbye to the area they had called home for so long.
And the young students from Banks Avenue School did an absolutely great job. They sung Waiatas and they did a haka. On the other side of the road, or the river I should say, was a group of people from Fulton Hogan. There would have been 40 or 50. And they sung back. They actually sung a Waiata back to us.
Tom would move back to the area in a flash if he had the chance, although he knows that isn't likely to happen.
You sit here and you think, wow, what a life we had here, and now we're rebuilding the life and having a great time where we are, but we're not beside a river, and that's a massive difference.
Di Imagine lived on River Road for 34 years, just a few doors down from Tom. She says once people moved to the area, they often didn't leave.
Two families have been here three generations, and the others had been here since the early 60s, late 50s, early 60s. And so there was a great feeling of community.
While her house went along with all of the others in the area, she's continued to visit the spot where it used to sit and has worked hard to maintain the garden she poured so much into over the years.
I couldn't bear to leave it. I simply was heartbroken. I was heartbroken to lose the people. That was big stuff. And to lose all the houses, that was really big, because that meant you couldn't pretend about people. They went with the houses.
Di Imagine is hopeful Donald Matheson's app will foster an interest in local history among younger people, so their stories are never forgotten. The app will go live early next year. Kei o tautahi aho, mo te hōtaka o te atene. Ko Conan Young tēnei.